This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two cards in my hand to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is just like lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Hey, thanks for being with me tonight. I always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I've got one that would make your skin crawl. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live there. You can listen live. There's so much that you can do up there on the website. And I really do want you, paying attention, being involved. It's the only way you're going to get the information you need to push back. I mean, seriously. You know what I mean? These stories that you guys throw at me sometimes are great. I can't get to them all, but they're great. But I got to tell you, some of them are like you take a red-hot needle and just stick it in my head. That's how crazy it makes me. Coming up after the break, David Fisher is going to join me. We're going to talk about... there's a lot going on in the economy. There's a lot of uncertainty in the economy. You don't know, last week we saw a 400-point drop. I know, we go back and forth. It's not the end of the world. But it shows you how fragile the stock market is. All the Feds have to do is threaten to raise rates, and bang, it just takes off, right? So we need to do something to fix that. Seriously. Or you need to do something to give you a hedge. I had a friend of mine who's well off today say to me, He was going to buy a boatload of gold, and he's a money guy. He has money. He understands money. And he's thinking about pulling out a good portion of his stocks and putting it into gold. Now, again, as I jokingly say, I mean it, but as I jokingly say, I don't have any money to invest, so it's not a big deal. Right? I want to, but I don't have any right now. Okay. So let's get to this, because this was, when somebody sent me this and I read it, like, you got to be kidding me. So apparently barbecue, and what is a barbecue? Isn't a barbecue kind of an American thing? I realize it's a kind of cooking, but I mean, the barbecue as we think about it, volleyball, having fun on the beach, that kind of stuff, you know what I'm saying? In my case, I always like the woods, so, that kind of barbecue. Students at Rampo College were recently forced to change the theme of an American barbecue because the administration deemed it too offensive. I wonder if that same, you have to see this stuff goes through me. I wonder if that same administration was teed off when they got paid those American bills. You know what I'm saying? They weren't paid in pesos or liras or the euro. They were paid in American money. They didn't have, oh my God, can't spend this. It's got an American theme on it. They're boneheads, these people are. So they forced him to change the theme of an American barbecue because the administration deemed it too offensive. That's right. According to the emails obtained by Campus Reform, Ariana Rivera, the assistant resident. Now I'm going to be, you're going to think I'm racist when I say what was Miss or Mrs. or whatever Rivera. Was she upset that it was American themed on American soil at an American campus that comes under American rules and laws? Paid by the American taxpayer? Am I saying America too much? Because if I am, you could just switch the station. I don't care. The assistant resident director, Ariana Rivera, director of Bischoff Hall, sent an email to the college Republicans and the college Democrats on August 17, inviting the groups to co-sponsor an American-themed barbecue with Bischoff and Macon Halls. The proposal called for the CRs and the CDs to run tables for their respective organizations at the event, as well as encourage students to register to vote. All good, right, so far? All good stuff? Good things. Yeah. Don't look so happy. As well as encouraging students to register to vote. And the CR president, Taylor Gilson. Now, here, ready? CR president, the president of the organization, Taylor Gilson, responded almost immediately to affirm that her group would participate. However, on September 14th, just 2 days before the scheduled event, Rivera wrote to Gilson again, this time regretfully explaining that Bischoff Hall would no longer be co-sponsoring with the CRs because the American theme was considered offensive. I wonder if the American grants that those kids got to go to school were offensive. Right? I wonder if the books printed here on American soil was offensive. Or the clothes that they bought here at the American Mall was offensive. Rivera subsequently reported that the event should not be entirely canceled, after all, but that it would have to be a standard barbecue. Because we couldn't have Uncle Sam in there, now could we? Gilson followed up by asking why the American theme was considered offensive, and if concerns came from fellow students or administration. To be honest, the answer was, I'm not sure. I think it was the administration, Rivera replied. I was told that our advertising was too military and recruitment-oriented because we had, ready for this? We had Uncle Sam in it. We had a picture of Uncle Sam. And since Uncle Sam was a recruiting tool and most of these kids would not know that. Yeah, I said kids. You heard me. And because I said, and she's guessing here. She doesn't even know if this is the reason because they didn't give her one. I think, however, we saw the saw other posters with the same idea, so I really don't know what their problem was, she said. Rivera declined to comment for this story to the news source, citing her employment with the residents. Now, Matthew Sirfoss, vice president of Rampo CRs, told the Campus Reform he was shocked when he discovered the American theme and Uncle Sam was denounced by the administration. He said, when he asked the RA for more information, as we were shocked and upset, the actions of the administration, Sirfoss declared the RA said that they would be using the famous I Want You image of Uncle Sam in several posters around campus to get the word out, and that was bad. We've lost our minds. Really, seriously, there's so much more to this. We'll get to it later on. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Come on back. In the next hour, I'm not sorry, right after the break, in this hour, we're going to be giving away some silver. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want to get to, I don't pretend to know about a lot of these subjects that we have on, but I do bring the experts on. I do get information I need to make sure that you understand what it takes to survive and what's coming up. And again, if Trump gets in, it's not a sure fix, people. I mean, the fact that if Hillary gets in, it's more and more and more and more and more of the same. But if Trump gets in, it's going to take a while to turn his ship around. Now, this is an interview I recorded earlier today because, sometimes people just can't make it, but I wanted him on in light of what's going to happen tomorrow with the Fed. So take a listen and learn. To my friend David Fisher. Now, David has been on the show plenty of times, and I always love when I have him on the show because I learn so much from him, and It's not like I don't know anything about dollars. It's not like I don't know anything about gold, silver, or how the market works. But I'm not in it every day. It's like I keep telling you people, don't look to me for all this information. I bring the experts on because I don't really get a grasp on some of the things happening. You know, we bring people on about health issues, you know, about the market, about the economy, and that kind of stuff. And David Fisher joins me again, as he does at least, well, a couple times a month. I want to have him on more than that. He's such a busy man. David, thanks for joining me today.
My pleasure. I always will attempt as best as I can to make time for you and your listeners, Joe. In fact, I want to say this, Joe. You have some of the nicest people that call my company. You know, there's lots of people that call my company, and, you know, some people are very intense and are very to the point, and then there's other people that are so laid back, and then there's people that are just, you know, just normal, balanced. And your listeners would be in that category.
You need to check that, because when you say normal and balanced, I don't know if you're necessarily talking about my listeners. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm talking about intensity versus, you know, like I really want to get that packet and learn about the gold and silver. And I, you know, they're open. They're open to learning.
Well, it's one of the things I push on the show is that, you know, there's a whole bunch of talking mouths out there like me. But, you know, when you bring people on, it's kind of like, guys, get the information. Don't start off, you know, you don't call an expert to tell him that you know more than he does. Get the information. You know, the thing I love about your company is they don't push them on the phone, first call, yep, got to get the money in today or we're going to lose this one. It's get your information, call us back, and let's work through if we're a fit or not. I think that's exactly the way to do business. That's, you know, it comes out in your personality, it comes out in your character, and from what I've heard, it definitely plays out in your business. And that's why I like having you on with me. Scare me some more here. You know, we last time you were on, we were talking about how the EU is doing, and I kind of tongue-in-cheek said, look, I know how the banks work in the EU, and you know, here you got the European Bank, a bunch of bankrupt countries that are feeding a bank that virtually has no money. It's just moving numbers around on a piece of paper. And then when you and I spoke, you said that the Brexit, you know, Britain leaving, was not having a majorly profound effect on everything at the time, that Britain was still doing well and would continue to do well. But now we're seeing some cracks, and you had talked about this in Deutsche Bank, right?
Well, Deutsche Bank is the largest bank in Europe and possibly one of the top five banks in the world. They are the equivalency of a J.P. Morgan or of a Bank of America type of a bank. So very, very well diversified is the word I guess I'm looking for in many countries, mostly in America and based out of the European countries. So here's what's happening with they're paying once again with massive challenges that have happened post-Brexit, and they're paying on top of that some major challenges that happened pre-Brexit have nothing to do with Brexit, has everything to do with their own really bad decisions. In fact, a lot of American banks have done the same, and what I'm referring to is that they're in 2011, the Department of Justice, May that year, filed a lawsuit against Deutsche Bank for their recklessly lying about the quality of loans. And, you know, they're not the only bank that did this. This also happened in a lot of American banks. Like Citi was fined, and they paid restitution of $7 billion. Goldman Sachs followed, and all these banks I'm going to list, Goldman Sachs paid $5 billion. J.P. Morgan Chase paid $13 billion. And Bank of America, the worst of them, of the culprits in America, at almost $17 billion, 16.7. And this was for bad banking practices, you know, where they bundled really good loans, a few of them, a very small amount, with a whole bunch of bad loans in the subprime loan debacle, and they did that. They also had what you call manipulation of foreign exchange rates, but the biggest thing that they did, Deutsche Bank, is that they rigged the benchmark of the LIBOR, which is the London Interbank Offered Rate, which is what Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac use as a benchmark to write loans in America. Most loans are written off the LIBOR rate. So Deutsche Bank manipulated that to make money. And here's a piece of side note. They also were caught manipulating the gold and silver markets, helping them being depressed from 2012 to last year. And so as a result of all that, they were found guilty by the Department of Justice. And so on Friday, the Department of Justice contacts Deutsche Bank, and now they want to negotiate a settlement
last year.
And this caused the bank's stock to fall 5%, or excuse me, 8% in just a few minutes of trading when the announcement came out. So it's a big downturn for their stock, as if they didn't have enough problems on their own. But the challenge of $14 billion, they only set aside $6.1 billion for the legal fees of this to the DOJ. And before all this, they were highly undercapitalized. So if they don't have enough money to do this, this could implode the bank of Deutsche Bank, unfortunately.
Yeah, you know, and people, and I don't want to get into this when we come back from the break, but people need to understand how the how the banks interact, and why does it, you know, if the American economy drives everybody else, why do we care what Deutsche Bank is going through? But let's hit that on the other side of the break. I'd love to keep talking. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure looking. He's going to join me. Truly, he's going to join me on the other side of the break. David Fisher's with us. We're going to give away some silver. What do we call it? Silver scratch? Silver money tonight. Morgan's. Morgan is a beer, I think. It's silver? Okay. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Hey, you missed a healthcare deadline, you don't have any kind of healthcare, don't worry about it. My friends at Liberty HealthShare have the answer. Now, Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. If you've already enrolled but you don't like the plan you had shoved down your throat, you still have options. Liberty HealthShare gives control back to you. Americans can manage and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance. That gives you the freedom and control of your own insurance choices. Liberty HealthShare plans allow members the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Yes, it's your choice. Memberships for individuals, couples, and families, but not the dog. They offer a variety of options that best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like I am, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how you can enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. You can even hop on therealside.com and find it there as well.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office and Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day.
What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795. 1-800-959-5795.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Seriously, get involved in the conversation. We'll get right back to my guest. Now, look, some of you are new to the show. You're new to hearing. Dave's been with me for a couple of years now, or at least a year, a little over a year, actually, now. And I got to tell you, the calls that I get from listeners about him after they deal with him, it's not a hard sell. And you don't have to buy anything. I mean, of course he cares if you buy something, but you don't have to buy anything. Get some information. Get informed from somebody who's not trying to sell you. I'm telling you, if you want to come on the show and tell me what a piece of work they were when you get them on the phone, I'm more than happy to let you on. But you won't find it. I haven't found anybody that has felt that way yet. So let's get some information on the economy. Let's get some information on how things might go and how you could possibly protect yourself. You know, I don't want to waste a whole bunch of time. I want to get right back to my guest. I've got David Fisher on a line with me. He joins me a couple times a month here. I'm going to try to get him on even more than that. And David Fisher is the president of Landmark Capital. And David, again, thanks for being with me today. And I'm glad, you know, it's funny because my listeners will say to me, they'll send me an email and they'll go, Joe, how do you know about this? And how come you know so much about that? And the truth is, I don't know that much about this stuff. I rely on people like David and others who are experts in their areas to keep me up on what's going on. And the key is to find somebody you like, that you trust, that you know is telling you the truth. Otherwise, you know, you get off the phone with them, right? You get off the phone. I don't care what the supplier is. I don't care if it's a guy that fixes your solar panels. You get off the phone and you go, I don't know if he's telling me the truth. I have never felt that way with David Fisher. I've never had a caller or a listener who sent me an email and said they felt that way about David or his company. So, David, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you, Joe. My integrity is the most important thing to me, and I value that. And so I strive for accuracy in everything I do and say.
It's the only thing we have control over. So, hey, you were telling us about Deutsche Bank and you know what's going on with it and what have you. But if the American economy is what drives the rest of the world, at least that's what I think or believe, why do we care what's going on with Deutsche Bank?
Well, obviously, Deutsche Bank was tied into all the banking system, and it's systemic. In other words, you know, first of all, the obvious thing, if Deutsche Bank, if you're buying stock in it and there's all this uncertainty of where they're going to pay out more money than they had to pay out and they could implode, you're not going to want to, you know, hold Deutsche Bank stock. So that's the obvious of the uncertainty. But the not so obvious is we live in a what you call a systemic environment. And what makes that not so obvious, come back to 2008, what brought Lehman Brothers down, it was systemic risk. In other words, the domino effect, what the bank or the brokerage company did down the street, that affected the other brokerage company that affected the other one, and it was a domino effect. And that's why all these banks, before the break, we talked about them paying out a significant amount of billions of dollars in restitution. They were all in this thing together. And so Deutsche Bank being on this other side of the pond, we want to give peace to our minds, saying, well, that's over there and I live over here. The problem is that what we did over here affected Europe, and what Europe does affects us because we live in a global society. And if Deutsche Bank, by the International Monetary Fund's definition, is the largest systemic bank in the world with the riskiest balance sheet currently in the world, I got to wake up and smell the coffee, because if they go under, we will not only have something possibly as big as 2008, it could be much bigger than 2008, because this makes Lehman Brothers like small jump change. They are four times larger than Lehman Brothers by employee size, three times larger by asset class size, and 30 times larger by derivative risk in their connecting of other businesses and other banking systems. So Deutsche Bank could bring down, I don't want to say like a conspiratorialist, so maybe I should whisper this, but in reality, Deutsche Bank could bring down the whole financial system if there was not some sort of intervention. So this is why we have to watch. If you think JP Morgan, if they went under, it'd be bigger, five times bigger than Lehman Brothers. And JP Morgan is leveraged three and a half times bigger than Lehman Brothers. They just got more money than Deutsche Bank, so they're a bit more capitalized. Deutsche Bank doesn't have any money. So that's why we're watching this. This thing could unravel. Just the fee structure of what the DOJ imposes upon them could drive them to the grave.
That's true. So let me ask you. Last week when the Fed, there was some conversation of the Fed maybe raising the rate. And what do we have? We have one day with the Dow closed down 400 points. You know, now it looks like this conversation around it again for tomorrow. Should we strap in? I mean, really, what can we expect from them?
You know, people are going to label me as a doomsdayer if I say it's going to get ugly. I'm going to tell you what I know to be the truth. I don't think anything's going to happen, personally. I think everything's going to be fine as far as the Dow being okay, and, you know, with all the indexes, the NASDAQ, because the Fed aren't going to raise rates, in my opinion. The market is expecting, and economists and brokers and money managers are not expecting, for the most part, a rate increase, even though the Fed is completely divided on this thing. Like never before, and we have a division in our country with what's going on in this candidacy race. We have division going on in the Fed right now. Like never before is our country divided like this, opposing ideas that want different results. So the Fed's not going to raise rates by their own criteria of not raising rates. But there are a few Fed chairmen, or Fed governors, excuse me, that are Fed presidents, I should say, that are very adamant that we're long past due of raising rates. There was an article that came out to put into this perspective. I was reading it from USA Today just the other day, that they have three scenarios. The first scenario is Fed does hike the rates, and they're given it a 10 to 15% chance of that happening. They said if this happens, the market would tank. It would be the most bearish outcome to investors, and they're saying it would be bigger than a 400-point drop on September 9th when Boston Fed President Eric Rosengreen spooked the markets by saying that there's a reasonable case to be made now for a rate hike. So, and he's one that wants a rate hike.
Shut up. Don't say anything.
So just, exactly. Mum's the word.
Yeah. So, you know, I've talked to people about this. I've talked to people about your bail-in scenario and what have you. And, gold and silver. Now, we hear these crazy silver commercials on TV. But when it comes to gold, there's also different types of gold that you can purchase or what have you. Explain a little bit about the difference. And then, aren't you giving away gold, last I heard, or something?
Everybody wants free gold.
Of course, I'll take 12. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm giving a free pickaxe away and a pant. No, I shouldn't be saying what I'm giving away free. People are going to call me up. I call up for that free pickaxe. No. There's different types of gold out there. You know, the best way to understand what different types of gold is that I put it in print, and I say a lot more in print than I can say on your radio in a full hour.
Yep.
There's six different categories in precious metals, and I go over five. The sixth one is a mom-and-pop's hobby-level coin. I reference it in another piece of literature of one of the do's and don'ts. When investing in gold, don't go into mom and pop's coin shop to buy and get an analysis and a financial blueprint and a detailed entry strategy. Typically, that's not what they're there for. But there's five categories, and I go over the five categories, and it talks about in those five categories what they are. And then for people who, you know, get that literature and they want to have a lot more in-depthness to it, I spend an interactive conversation with investors that have, you know, concern about their money and they want to learn what's best for them. I detail all five categories and we throw out two that really don't apply because they're risky, they're speculative, and they're illiquid, and they're not mainstream. So, you know, people that call me are not going to have an illiquid, speculative, or risky or illiquid product. They're going to have something mainstream that it provides a two-way market. And so then we hone in on the three distinctive markets that are left over, and then I go in depth on them. This is what we call in our literature a financial blueprint. So, you know, the best information I can go in depth about that and is, you know, get our package. There's no obligation, but we're here to help you. You'll see it in print. You can put it on the coffee table. You refer to it. And when I talk about it, we can reference that. So there's now a point of representation. Now you have it in writing too. So,
well, you know, we're going to hit a hard break here in a second. So when we come back, I want to talk about coin. You always talk about coin. Other people talk about, you know, ingots or bars or whatever, and I want you to explain the difference and tell people, you know, how they can partake of this. So when we come back, I want to hit on that.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. I'm Joe Bettini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do, I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you spent with me. Now, real quick before we get back to that. Last night's winner, remember I said I'd give you a water bottle? Although I thought it was funny because, you know, this is what I love about my listeners anyway. He had the guts to make a change. He said he wanted a water bottle. I mean, a coffee cup. Not a water bottle. So I thought it was good. So Jason, Jason out of Mississippi, I guess it is. Yeah, I can't, the type is too small. But Jason out of Mississippi won a coffee cup on its way to you tonight, today, I think. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host, yes. And if you pay attention tonight, in this third segment, you can get some gold, silver coin. But you got to pay attention. And then you got to do something. Back to David. I don't like wasting his time. He's got so much information, so little time to give to us. David Fisher joins me. He's the president of Landmark Capital, and always a pleasure to have him on. I got to have him on more often because, you know, you guys, when you do write me, it's you're asking me questions I can't answer. So if you have questions for David, look, give him a call. It's and here's the beauty. Almost like the federal government. It's free. It's all free. 844-71.
Whoa, did you just put me in the federal government?
I said like the federal like the federal government, they get some stuff for free. Even the call is free. 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. And Dad, just for you, 844-715-7311. My dad always says, you say the numbers too fast. So I did that just for him. Anyway, David Fisher with me. And David, in the other break, we were talking about, you know, gold and the importance of gold. But people always say to me that, you know, is it a gold coin? Why do I want to get a coin? Why would I want to get a gold bar or an ingot or a sliver? I don't understand. Help me understand.
99% of my clients or people that are looking into gold, Joe, are doing this because they have concern. They have concern about the federal government, the Fed. The debt structure of now approaching $20 trillion once President Obama leaves office. It's doubled under his leadership. It's an unmanageable thing. They're concerned about the dollar devaluing. They're concerned about inflation. Will the Fed's raise rate and trigger this thing called inflation? What will happen next? And they will a stock market crash. And so what they're looking for, basically, they're not trying to do something illegal, but they want protection of wealth, and that's really what gold does. Their biggest concern is they love their country. They don't like what it's doing in interfering with their wealth, so they want to put some distance between them and this country that they love called the United States. A lot of people who do any sort amount of research, just even a little bit, there's this way back, and maybe it was taught by their dad or grandfather, that the government did confiscate gold and also silver before in 1933 in gold and 34 in silver, made it illegal for a period of time, 39 years. And so when people call us, they say, I want to protect my money. So what protection means is a multifaceted thing, but the underlying thing is they want to be out of the bullseye of the government messing with their money. So if that's the case, this is why most of my clients go towards coins, not bars. And that specifically being older coins is what classifies as where they have the safety, because modern day minted coins like an American Eagle, and I'm not against these markets, I want to make sure of that. It's just we want to help people understand what they do, what they don't do, and then people can assess what's best for them. But modern day minted American Eagles are bullion coins by law. They passed a law in 1985 called the Bullion Coin Act, and they started minting those coins in 1986 in gold, silver, and platinum. So bullion is not a form, it's a title of a market that takes on two forms, bars and modern-day coins. So this is why most people say, I want privacy, I don't want any reporting requirements, and some bullion coins have that, and bullion bars, some don't. I want something the government can make illegal through the stroke of a pen by an executive order, and bullion does not have that safety to it historically. So this defaults into other markets. And so then we talk about, you know, what those markets do, what they don't do, and educate people. And all this is in our printed material so that people can, you know, not just hear about it, but read about it in much more in depth.
Now, one of those gold coins that you're talking about, type of gold coin, you're actually willing to give a coin away. It's a real coin, right? It's not like a... like one of those candy coins with chocolate in the middle?
Well, I'm going to clarify. I'm going to give away a whole bunch of coins today.
Oh.
Not one gold coin, but 21 silver coins.
Wow.
To 21 people.
Wow.
First 21.
Can I put you on hold and call 21 times?
Are you going to call your dad before you?
No. No, I want them all.
I didn't know, Joe, you had so many accents. Split personality there.
Oh, God. So you're gonna give away 21 silver coins, and how does one get one of those silver coins?
Yeah, let me explain what this is all about. First of all, it's called the Morgan Dollar. It was minted from 1878 to 1921. So because it stopped in 1921, we're giving away 21 coins to the first 21 callers that have never called before that are concerned about their money. They've been hearing me on your program. This is the caveat. They have a 401k or an IRA or money in the bank or stocks. They have some reason that they really want to get this literature and they've procrastinated, never got it. I'm giving you now a very nice incentive, a free silver coin. The significance of this is every coin – prior, or the coin prior to this, was an international coin called a trade dollar that the world didn't like. And the coin before that was a coin that they took the model "In God We Trust" off this. And that was during the Civil War times. And many people believe if we take God of our country will be divided. And it certainly was during Civil War. I'm sure there's other reasons, though. So this was the first coin minted on a national level that brought our country back together. The design of the coin has the predominant crop of the North and the South, wheat in the North, cotton in the South, on the coin, with a lady's liberty on the crown, first time we ever had that on our coinage. And on the back, where the eagle is above the eagle, they put back "In God We Trust," signifying in historian coin books, saying that this talks about bringing the country together back under God, or the glory or the presence of God coming back to our country. And so because we are a divided country right now, Joe, I want to do whatever I can to help our country get back to one nation under God, serving the public. And if the government can't do that, get some gold and silver in your hands to protect yourself from what possibly might happen. So for the first 21 callers, they get this free silver coin.
Wow. Again, that's cool. If you work for me, you can't do it. No, that is the that's the first thing. I'll start getting emails from some of the people that work for us, and they're going to be going, can we partake in that? No, you cannot. Okay. And so anyhow, but you know, it's a great, it's not a, what do they call that in supermarkets, you know, the bait and switch kind of thing where, hey, we got this, but we don't have this anymore. You'll give that coin to the first 21 callers. And listen, really, seriously, let's get off the coin for a second. And I know that's a big incentive, but the information that they get from you is worth a lot of money. For somebody to sit down and have to put that information together to protect your wealth, to protect your dollars, that has value to it too. And people have to understand that. This is not soothsaying where you grab your information out of thin air. You've been at this for quite some time, haven't you?
Yes, 23 years. I've done this before on another program, and you know, I had a person just last week, I got a couple $100,000 in the bank. I'm concerned. I've been hearing what you're saying. I want to get that information and protect my money. Yeah, I like the free coin, but that's not – you spurred me to call you because of the coin. I had another person say, I got a retirement, got a 401k, I want to roll that over, I want to learn about this, I've been hearing about it. And a nice little lady that says, I'm poorer than a church mouse. I said, well, it's really for people who have some sort of money that they're trying to protect from the government. I tell you what, let's get a packet in your hand. There's no place like the first time to get started in something. I'll help you out with that, and maybe we can help discount a product to make it right and fit work for you. So we work with lots of people, but it is designed for people who, you know, have who meet the criteria of having some sort of money that they worked hard for and want to get protected. But we're here to help a lot of people, and that's what we do.
And they shouldn't decide whether they have enough. They should call you, and you can decide whether there's something you can or cannot do for them, correct?
Yeah, I mean, we will help them do that, and you know, together we'll figure that out. It'll be fairly obvious. I just put forward the criteria. So, yep. But we're going to make sure everybody gets literature, and there's no gimmick here. There's going to be 21 people that will get this free silver Morgan dollar. It's a beautiful coin. It's uncirculated, never been in circulation.
Wow. Very, very good. Hey, listen, tell people again, how do they get in touch with you? How do they find your website? How do they get a hold of David Fisher?
They can call our company at 844-715-7311. I won't give the number out again for your dad. He already got it a few times.
I will say
slowly, but 844-715-7311. Or they can find us on the web at landmarkgold.com.
Yeah, that's great. David, I always appreciate the time that you spend with me and the information you give me, too. I appreciate that as well. We will we'll probably catch you soon.
God bless you, God bless your listeners, and God bless America.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. I'm Joe Messina, your host, Uncle Fark. Got a lot coming up in the third hour, too. Hey, a Palestinian teacher whose husband is in jail for atrocities like you wouldn't believe is speaking at a Clinton event. Are you surprised? Come on back. Learn more. We'll be right back.